Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll have some important news and all the upcoming events coming to KSRE, like our annual cow-calf school. But first, here are some tips to extend the life of your Valentine Day roses. With Valentine's Day coming soon, many people receive Valentine gifts from loved ones, especially roses, but they decline shortly after February 14th. K-State Research and Extension offers guidelines to extend the life of floral arrangements and loose stems. For floral arrangements, keep the vase filled or floral foam soaked with warm water. Add fresh water daily, and if the water turns cloudy, replace it immediately. KSRE suggests recutting loose stems every time water is replaced by removing 1 to 2 inches off the bottom with a sharp knife underwater to allow the stem to draw water instead of air. Keep all flowers in a cool spot, 65 to 72 degrees, away from direct sunlight, heating or cooling vents, directly under ceiling fans, or near radiators. For loose stems, begin by filling a clean, deep vase with water and add the flower food obtained from your florist. Remove all the leaves that will be below the waterline. Leaves in the water will promote bacterial growth. Stems should be cut immediately before putting them in the water, and cut them in an angle to get more surface area. If you cannot get flowers in a food solution right away, keep them in a cool place. Millions of dollars are spent on Valentine's Day flowers, and making them last a few more days helps promote your special gift from a loved one. February provides opportunities to start vegetables and flowers indoors. With this past week's sunshine and the nicer weather we're having, February marks an early opportunity to get some vegetables and flowers started, even if you don't have a greenhouse. Try something new by planting and starting vegetables or flower transplants from seeds right at your home. Here are some recommendations to think about. Purchase recommended high-quality seed from a reputable source. The varieties recommended for Kansas are available here in the office. Also, you can talk to your neighbors, friends, and local garden centers about what has worked for them in the past. Remember, most seed remains viable for about 3 years. Germination decreases as seed ages. Determine the date to seed. You should know what the target date for transplanting outside and the number of weeks needed to grow the transplant indoors. Sowing seed. Do not use garden soil to germinate seeds. It is too heavy and may contain disease organisms. Use a media made especially for seed germination. Additional tips include keeping soil moist and growing the seeds in appropriate lighting and temperature conditions. Plants react to movement. Brush over the plants with your hand stimulates them to be more stocky and less leggy. Try 20 brushes per day. However, brushing will not compensate for the lack of light or overcrowding. Move plants outdoor prior to transplanting so they can become hardened to the sun and wind. Start about 2 weeks before transplanting outside and gradually expose the plants to outdoor conditions by increasing the number of hours each week. If you have more questions, you can call me at the Extension office today. In my Extension news, plan now to attend our annual Cow-Calf School Thursday, February 22nd at the McPherson County 4-H building starting at 6 p.m. We will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City Strip steak dinner, with the steaks coming from Joe Allen of Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. After the meal, we will have Dr. Twig Marston, field beef cattle nutritionist, covering the development of replacement heifers for the long run. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. Jason Apple, department head of Texas A&M Kingsville, a meat professor talking about the relationship of the cow-calf producer to the meat industry. This McPherson County Cow-Calf School has been a long tradition of being one of the top KSRE programs in the state. We have had over 20 equal sponsors to help promote the school, and many are from our local community. One can register by calling the Extension office at 620-241-1523. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office with any of your ag questions.